Hi guys, welcome to my podcast, Sophie Watkins Talks. I can't believe that I've got my own podcast. Like, I just can't believe it. This was an idea that I came up with, must have only been about a week ago, when I discovered the Law of Attraction Changed My Life podcast. I've never ever listened to a podcast before. It's always been one of those things where it's been on the to-do list, but I've never actually got it done. And it was only because I was in a really shit frame of mind that I thought, you know, I really need to try something new now to make me feel a little bit better. So I discovered the Law of Attraction Changed My Life. And I just kind of like had it on in the background while I was working, when I was getting ready on the morning, whilst I was sorting the kids out. And I quickly realized it's such a good way to kind of like digest information without having to concentrate. Sometimes I kind of zone out while I'm doing my work and stuff, and it's just kind of playing in the background. But you are still listening, consuming, and it's just, it's a different way. It's nice. I just thought, you know who could do this shit? Me. I love a voice note. Honestly, my friends will tell you, I am the number one voice note queen. I am yet to meet anybody else that can chat somebody's head off on a voice note the way that I can. I never ever type, I hate it. I just feel like I come across better over a voice note. And I think that's what else appealed to me about doing my own podcast. Obviously, we know that I've done blogs in the past, which I love, by the way, and were a great success. However, I just hated the, I liked the sitting down and writing it all out. I hated going back and editing it and thinking, oh, does that read right? Is it coming across the right way? Is that the right grammar? There was just a lot of effort behind the scenes that was involved in that. Obviously, with podcasts, you do have to edit and stuff, which this one will probably sound shit. And hopefully, as I get better, my podcast will sound better as well. But you may have to just bear with me until I kind of figure this shit out. I've been messing around for the last two nights trying to get my podcast off the ground. And then I discovered an app called Anchor. So if anybody else is actually thinking about starting their own podcast, check out the app Anchor. It is great. It is so much easier from all the different hosting websites that I've been trying. I was trying on Buzzsprout for a while, but my God, Anchor, you just get on there, you upload your artwork, write a quick description, submit the first one. I just did a testing, one, two, three. It then actually puts it all on Spotify and everything else for you. So you don't actually have to do anything, yet all your insights are still in Anchor. So if you are looking to do your very own podcast, please check that out. Also, that's not an ad, but if they want to pay me for it, then, you know, I'll take it. It's going to be all about raising three boys, my experiences with pregnancy, labours, motherhood, all that jazz. Because, you know, I have shared quite a lot of my journey. I think I've had my Instagram account about, it must be over 8 years now. And I've never gone back and like deleted all the shit and thought, oh no, I look horrible on there. I've just let it play out. So feel free to scroll all the way down my Instagram, have a look at pregnant old me, back when I was 20, pregnant young me, I should say. But yeah, so all the motherhood jazz. I'm going to talk about marriage, of course, relationships. I'm going to talk about growing up, my childhood, you know, relationships with my family as well. I'm also going to be talking about fashion, literally a bit of everything. I wanted to keep it quite open. So I just don't really know what direction this podcast will end up going up in. I definitely want to do a follow-on from my Secret Life blog. I had so much interest, so many downloads, shares and hits on that. That honestly was amazing. I really, really appreciate everybody that followed me from there, because when I announced that I was actually doing my own blog, I got shit for it straight away before I'd even released my first ever blog post. That did dishearten me a little bit at the time. And then, come on, the girl went on to be featured in the Sun newspaper, many other different news outlets. I also did a little feature for the Unmumsy Mum. If you are a mum, please get that book if you haven't read it already. It is absolutely amazing, and now is the time to be reading. So I am really, really proud of the things that I achieved through my blog. Also, I did lots and lots on mental health, which went viral and out of control. I mean, viral in my little old world anyway. I was so proud of all the different outlets that those blog posts made about mental health. It gave Callum an opportunity to speak up. It gave me an opportunity to speak up about living with somebody that suffers with depression. And it was just a great way to use my platform. So, you know, I am really, really proud of that. So thank you for the guys that are still here and following on from that blog, even though there hasn't been a blog post submitted in God knows how many years. I will also be filling in the gaps of my life because I'm aware that I kind of cut off the blog post, fled the world, moved to Australia, had more kids and everything else, obviously not in that order, and then came back and everyone's like, what the hell is going on with this girl? So, you know, I will be giving an insight to the parts of my life that I haven't yet shared through Instagram, blog posts, etc., etc. So I'm quite excited, to be honest. I am. I'm really, really excited. Obviously, it's no secret that last year was so fucking shit for me. I think that's even been nice. But yeah, obviously, we moved back from Australia, came back to the shit show of a global pandemic. I had really, really bad health problems. Obviously, Callum was signed to a team that didn't pay him and left us in the shit. Just so many things, which obviously ended up getting topped off by my stepdad passing away at the end of last year. So yeah, I think this is my comeback year and I'm not letting coronavirus get me down. So this is going to be the year for me trying new things, for me coming back on, actually remembering who the hell I am, because I love this stuff. I love podcasting. I love YouTube. I love blogs. I love putting myself out there to make other people feel better about their lives, basically. You know, when things go wrong in my life, I share it. It makes somebody else feel better about their life. You know, so many fucking times people have messaged me and said, oh my God, I feel like that as well, but I just don't say it. And I just put it out there. Yes, I get hate for it. Yes, I get criticism for it. We all know that, especially fucking last year. But, you know, that's just me. That's who I am. It's always who I have been. And I need to remember not to dull myself down to impress other people. I've never done that before and I'm not about to start doing it now. I did lose myself a little bit towards the end of last year. I think just after everything that I went through, obviously seeing how badly I was being trolled. And I think I just kind of, yeah, I dulled myself down. I stopped sharing my kids on social media. I stopped talking about my life. I just became a shadow of the person that I was, because why? Who the fuck was I trying to impress? So yeah, she's back. She is back and she is ready to spill the beans on the missing parts of her life. I always knew that I was going to do it, but I wanted to do it in my way and on my time, basically. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to me ramble on. I just wanted to give you all a bit of an insight of everything that I'll be talking about, why I wanted to do it, etc., etc. So every single time you share, download and subscribe, that makes a huge difference to my insights and to my podcast. So I will be sharing my Spotify link because I have gone live there first. So please, 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 if you like it, tell a friend. Obviously, there isn't really much to go off now. I get that. But in the future episodes, if you do like it, please pass it on to a friend. Please, please, please subscribe, share and download, because that really does make a difference. If you don't follow me on Instagram, follow me at SophieWatkins7. Send me a message. Let me know what you think. I will be doing question and answer ones as well, because every time I put ask a question on Instagram, I get so many questions, which I'm so grateful for, because that also makes my insights great and that gets me more collaborations, which I am very, very grateful for. But I just never have time to answer it. I always end up rambling on in an Instagram video. My story is like a million years long and it's just not the best way to do it. So I will be putting a few podcast ask me questions on there, and then obviously I'll come over here and record the answers for you. So thank you very much for listening to my first ever episode. I hope you liked it, and I shall hopefully speak to you soon. I mean, obviously I don't really want to put a definite I will be doing this every single week. That is my aim. I want to release one episode per week. I don't want to promise it because, you know, life does get crazy at times, but that is my aim. So thank you very much again for listening to my first podcast, and please come back.